Good morning, Richard Hushin. Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 18th of December, hazy sunshine here in Auroville on 26 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect pleasant with sunshine and patchy clouds, and over the night partly cloudy with temperatures low of 23 to high of 29 with heat index on 30 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 28 km per hour. Moon is new, which means that is illuminated on 0%. In today's news, we are featuring interview with Richard Hushin, inviting us to screening of Nicobar, A Long Way, movie tonight, an art installation. Good morning, Richard Hushin, and welcome to our studio. Today we have a pleasure to host you. You excited?
I am, because
Tonight
is the screening. It was Nicobar, A Long Way that got us to Auroville. The screening was on 22nd April. And we came and we chose to be here. And now after 6 months, it's screening again. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to tonight at 8 p.m. It's a screening, right?
It's at 9:30 p.m.
At 9:30, and just after the movie, it's a conversation with you, right? In Cinema Paradiso.
Yes.
Now, there's another topic I would like to talk to you about, is the art installation, because you and Ribu put old-fashioned TV sets in the lobby of Town Hall, yeah?
Yeah, I think it would have been great if the art installation happens, the talk happens with Ribu, because he's the mastermind behind it. So it's something that he envisaged, and he's extremely passionate about it. And
but you know what was his idea behind it?
Yes, because we've been working on it together. We came to Auroville, and it was extremely kind of Joss, you know, Joss Brooks of Pichandiculum, to show us the studio and to allow us to use the studio and to give access to the footage that he shot over past 40 years. So when we came to Auroville in Pichandiculum, and when we had that studio, we knew the amount of wealth that was in our fingertips, you know, the amount of footage that he shot over all these years.
So all this footage is running in the on the TV set?
Yeah, all this footage is, not all of it, because it's humongous. It's 6 to 8 TB. We have only managed to process 80 GB. And within 80 GB, we've managed to extract about 1.5 to 2 hours. So the idea was that all the work that went in, all the labor and all the designing idea that went into making Auroville the city that it is today is captured by few people in their zest, you know, time when the time was building up. Why not process it, and why not put it up? You know, why not create like this Auroville timeline where, you know, we put up the television sets, 50, 80, 90, 100 of them, you know, where we use TV sets as photo frames and the videos as moving image running into it.
Today at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited by working groups to a celebration. And thanks to generosity of Tanto, World Cafe, Visitor Center, Cafeteria, Naturamon, there will be a light dinner at 7 p.m. for everyone, with a dance afterward. Today at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa, Suer Musical, with Salmi Elahi, mezzo-soprano, and Pushkar on piano, with pieces from Ascent, Ponicelli, Bach, Piazzolla, and Handel. Tomorrow, Tuesday 19th of December, at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Birthing the New Humanity. Speakers include Krishna, with a report on the recent Birthing the New Humanity conference, Paula on the newborn and microbiome, Ravi and Prem Shakti on conscious conception of Auroville's Morningstar Birth Center team, to speak about the future of birth in Auroville. On Wednesday, 20th December at 7 p.m. at Tibetan Pavilion, Alchemy, Mutation and Grace by Roger Harris. And we have announcements from Auroville Bakery team saying that a variety of brand new Christmas cakes are available at the Auroville Bakery. The additions are Christmas cake, classical Pantheon, and German stollen cake. And vegan customers will be happy to find that the Christmas cake and Pantheon have been added to their ever-growing list of options. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they were screening pictures of Sri Aurobindo's poems, part 2. And our Film Festival Festivals 2017, as the first in the line of the events of celebrating 50th anniversary of Orwell, is going on. So on 4 venues, Cinema Paradiso, outdoor screening, SAIA conference room and archive building, you will see a bunch of really good movies. And at 6:30 p.m. there will be Festival Quartet Jazz with video projection with Smile, Ray, Rolf and Yuri. At 10:30 p.m. after screening of Nicobar, A Long Way, talk with director Richard Hushing. Within Orwell Food Festival, tonight we can feast on North Indian cuisine. The mother wrote, "The goal is not to lose oneself in the divine consciousness. The goal is to let divine consciousness penetrate into matter and transform it." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orwellradio.org.